For more headlines, be sure to visit us at WTUZ.com.
Thank you, Michelle Spring. What is new for your weekend? It's all brought to you by Kickin' Country, right off of 77 there in Bolivar. What's new at Kickin' Country this weekend? Tonight, patio line dance party. DC Sounds has the tunes. That starts at 9. Bar opens at 6, by the way. And they're open until 1. And actually, that's breakfast menu at 1. So folks that like to party hard, Michelle, and want breakfast before they go home, they can have that at 1. They're open until 2, obviously. And then tomorrow, live music with Cody Marshall. That starts at 9. Free admission as well. That's Kickin' Country. See more at kickincountry.net. All right, what's new for your weekend? Mason Ramsey, the Walmart yodeler.
Oh, yeah.
Well, his new album comes out today. It's called Famous, the Indiana youngster who was discovered at his local Walmart. Now we'll have an album on shelves at that same Walmart. Oh, how life is so strange. Sometimes he's actually opening up for Florida Georgia Line.
Oh, my gosh.
Doing some shows in Las Vegas. This kid, I think, is like 8 or 9, right?
Yeah, he's super young.
The Walmart yodeler is at it again. In terms of releases, last week, Chris Lane released his new album, and next week, Kenny Chesney, with his new disc, Songs for the Saints, will be released. Movies now. Mamma Mia, here we go again.
Yes.
I know you're excited, Michelle. Calm down.
I'm so excited.
Chill out.
To see this.
You thought it was in theaters last week, but
I did.
No.
I think I was just excited.
Yeah, you jumped the gun. It's Mamma Mia, here we go again. 5 years after the events of Mamma Mia in 2008, of course, Sophie learns about her mother's past while pregnant herself. Denzel Washington is not in Mamma Mia, but he's in The Equalizer 2, which is also out today.
I thought you were going to say he was in. I was like, wait a minute.
Unfriended Dark Web is also out in theaters. New today. And then still in theaters, Hotel Transylvania 3, Summer Vacay, Ant-Man and the Wasp, two annoying little pests coming together on a superhero film. A Skyscraper still out there, Incredibles 2, and Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom. Hey, Super Troopers is now available for you to rent, stream, or buy. Super Troopers Part 2. Now, the first one's like a cult classic. I haven't heard too many positive reviews about the second Super Troopers. I don't know what you have heard, but are you familiar with the first?
Yes, I do remember seeing the first. I don't remember the plot line.
Just a bunch of dumb cops.
But what's the second one about?
Probably a bunch of dumb cops and some weird scenarios and situations.
Oh, are you going to watch it?
I mean, I don't know. Available on Netflix and streaming services. Gone, Baby Gone. That was a big movie a couple years ago. Kevin Hart's Let Me Explain, which is just him doing stand-up and letting himself explain. Which, I mean, come on, Kevin Hart, at this point, probably the top comedian, which is out there right now. Him and, what's the girl's name, Amy Schumer?
Mm-hmm.
Her movie, I Feel Pretty, is out now, too, today, for folks, if you want to check that out. My wife wants to see that, but it doesn't look,
yeah,
looks dumb to me.
It
just looks like a chick flick, if you ask me.
She's all right.
Just look at the name of the film, I Feel Pretty.
Right, sounds dumb.
Speaking of movies, the military government there in Thailand, Michelle, they want to control on really how everything that is portrayed about those kids and the coach that were trapped in the cave. They want to control movies, documentaries, videos, and everything. The culture minister, there's actually one of those there in Thailand. His first name I can pronounce, his last name I'm not even going to try. I think it's Vera Raj Pachanaran. I know that's nowhere near how you pronounce this guy's name from Thailand, but he's the culture minister there. And he said he will propose at next week's cabinet meeting that a special committee be established to oversee the production of films and everything else related to the experiences, of the 12 boys and their coach who were trapped in that cave for almost 3 weeks before being rescued. Told you, there was... Disney has already come a-callin'. film producers, I'm sure, have already contacted those boys and the government. And they're like, you hold on. You hold on. Mickey Mouse isn't getting all the money off of this feel-good story. We're going to capitalize and profit as well. Why not? Hey, Jeff Goldblum, actor.
Yeah.
Known for his role in Jurassic Park and Independence Day.
I forgot he was in Jurassic Park.
Uh-huh. The very first one. Independence Day was a great movie, too. But residents of London and tourists, of course, to that town are a little confused as to why a giant statue of a bare-chested Jeff Goldblum is located right in a local park for everybody to go and take pictures and, of course, selfies with. It's a 25-foot statue that shows the actor in a reclining pose that he made famous in Jurassic Park. The artwork is designed, I guess, to mark the movie's 25th anniversary. And there are pictures out there of this statue. It's kind of creepy. But there are folks in droves going to this Jeff Goldblum statue.
Weird.
To just take a photo with it. But it's generating a lot of questions. The main one is why it is there in London. Jurassic Park wasn't even shot in London, nor is Jeff Goldblum even from
London.
London. But that's where the bare-chested statue of Jeff Goldblum resides as of right now. It's glorious.
Have you seen it?
It doesn't look really like Jeff Goldblum, and it's kind of scary.
It came right up. Oh, my. Oh, my God.
Look at that thing.
It's creepy.
And it's massive.
That is huge.
It's bigger than one of the dinosaurs.
Why
in Jurassic
is there
Park.
A... That is so weird. Ew. I'm going to put this on our Instagram.
Go for it. The huge Jeff Goldblum.
Yes, this is so weird.
Hey, speaking of stuff on IG and social media, it, of course... Also is a poll question Friday brought to you by Kickin' Country. We'll go through those questions now. The questions are up Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The first one has to do with how you sleep at night. And this will be the reason the wife and I call our marriage quits. And that's because of the sheet that comes between. Now listen, obviously you have the fitted sheet, the stretchy sheet.
Right.
Then the sheet that goes on top that you cover up with.
Stretchy sheet? I don't think that's called a stretchy sheet.
That's the official scientific name.
Oh,
okay. It's patented that way.
Got it.
And then, you have your comforter on top of everything else. My wife will crawl right in bed, oftentimes before I do, and lay herself not only on the stretchy sheet, but the sheet you're supposed to cover up with. And then once one person lays on that sheet, well, we all know... Listen, we all know what happens. You're trying to pull that sheet. Get off the sheet. That's normally how it goes.
Mm.
And it's an argument seemingly each and every single night. So one of the questions, sheet or nah? When you're sleeping, top sheet or no top sheet? As of right now,
top
76%
sheet.
Of you say top sheet. Thank you. Because the wife and I, we have a bet on this poll question right here.
Really?
Yes, really.
Why?
What do you mean, why? Because...
I don't know. I feel like everyone uses the top sheet.
Because we're childish. Well, 24% of folks don't, and of that minority, that would be my wife. Another poll question. Your favorite vacation spot? I just got back from Madeira Beach, Florida. We want to hear what you folks have to say. Also, one of the poll questions for Kickin' Country Poll Question Friday. Tell us an emoji story. Earlier this week, it was World Emoji Week, or World Emoji Day. And in honor of that, and because we always love emojis here in Z Country, tell us an emoji story. The most creative one, Michelle, wins $25 to Bell Stores Marathon.
You can't cheat.
You think the first one was cheating?
Totally cheating.
Jackson basically told us about how this is a story all about how someone's life got twist turned upside down. Yeah. He'd like to take a minute.
Just sit right there.
Have us just really sit right here, and then he's going to tell us how he became the prince of a town called Bel Air. That's funny how he did Bel Air. It was just the bell and the puff of air. But anyway, Rich, that may have been cheating. You may have copied and pasted. Others look pretty legit, but we'll find a winner later on this morning at random. Once again, thanks to Kickin' Country, sponsoring What's New for Your Weekend and Poll Question Friday.